So this is Contemesse Versace, you know, the ish. I'm here at the CDO LA Bachizadu repping for the Capoeira podcast.
Start remembering what you hear.
Well, hi out there, and welcome to...
And now, the world's foremost authority.
What's up, and welcome to the Capoeira podcast. I'm your host, Moni Torres Perto, also known as Jamie. We have a great episode to you for November. Since I knew that the next episode was going to be aired mid-November, and I wanted to get it before my birthday came out, I pretty much plugged most of the month. However, I did find a couple of events, so let's fire those off for the rest of November. Capoeira Senzala in London, England, will be having a Bachizado at King's College. So if you're all the way out in Europe, go ahead and find them on the internet and check them out. Academia Cultura Baoba Capoeira in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia will be having their Bachizado as well, November 27th, 29th. I'm pretty much assuming that because of Thanksgiving, no one is really going to be having anything stateside. But if you're in those two places, hopefully you'll check them out and have a lot of fun. In my last episode, I feature a segment where I attended Cordao Jiu-Jitsu's fundraiser out here in Los Angeles. And now I'm back to report to you that I went to their actual Bachizado. And I thought it was really awesome because I got a lot of great interviews. I think it's awesome that I have this podcast and the show because it's really making me want to go out more to events and talk to the community and talk to the students and meet people and ask questions that I may have never wanted to ask that's maybe been like stewing in my mind. And I got to ask those questions, so hopefully you check them out.
What's your name?
Lobinho.
And where are you coming from today?
I'm from Michigan.
From Michigan?
Yeah.
So CDO Michigan?
CDO Michigan, yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been training there?
But I'm from Brazil, but I live in Michigan now. I live in Michigan 5 months.
5 months in Michigan. So have you always been with Cordao Jiu-Jitsu?
Yeah, I was Cordao Jiu-Jitsu.
What attracted you to Cordao Jiu-Jitsu versus the like a Regional group or an Angola group?
I think for me it's the Cordao Jiu-Jitsu accept for the whole styles.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play wherever you want. If you wanna play, I can play with Capoeira Angola, I can play with Capoeira Regional, because in Cordao Jiu-Jitsu you work for the capoeira, not for the style. So I'm ready for play any style. So this I like it.
And you've been to LA before?
Yeah, 1 year ago.
1 year ago?
Yeah.
What event was that for? Bachizado last year?
I'm here in the United States one year and
year?
A half. So I come for here only for travel, for workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And I come for here for a couple events and teacher workshops.
Do you think that there's maybe a possible different style between capoeira in Brazil versus capoeira in the United States, even though it's both Cordao Jiu-Jitsu?
Of course, have.
What do you think is the difference?
Because here you have a different life in the Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Here, for the people of the United States, it's different because for us in Brazil, everything is for as you know, because it's our language.
Mm-hmm.
For here, you need learning for the language. Us have different style for the life. You need always to train your reflex because you need to be careful with the people who want to fight with you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is different for here. Here is more tranquil, relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is different. But here is good because have so many masters, so good the capoeira for the history.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good here too.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Adams. My capoeira name is Instructora Menina. I'm from the Bay Area in California. I'm in LA right now. It feels really good. This is our second family. so it feels really good to be here.
Have you always been with CDO?
No, I started with a different group, and then I changed to Kodan Gyodo about 8 years ago.
What did you think attracts you to Kodan Gyodo to stay for the 8 years?
Definitely the style. I like that there's a lot of style to everything. Even if you're in an intense game, there can be a lot of kicks going back and forth. You never lose like a lot of style that can be mistaken for a dance. That and that you learn to be versatile in everything. You can play all kinds of games. You can play a really slow game. You can play a really fast game and always keep your cool. That's what I've learned from my master.
Hey y'all, this is Instructor Moranga from Capoeira Mandinga, Las Vegas, coming down to the CDO LA event for the weekend. I'm here with Esperta.
Actually, I do have a question. Does Mandinga come from Cordal Gioru?
So, Miss Marcelo is pretty much the head of Mandinga. Paulo's part of Mandinga. Miss Paulo Batuta. Miss Marcelo used to train with Miss Isusuna. Mm-hmm. Miss Paulo Batuta used to train with Miss Isisuru. So that's pretty much CDO roots there. So,
what makes Mandinga different from Cordal Gioru? Is there a difference?
I'm not qualified to answer that question. I would say, honestly. That is a great question. I have no idea.
Bitch, you're like Pharrell in that blurred lines. All right, cool.
Hey, this is Graduado Suiza.
How long have you been training?
On and off for about 13 years.
13 Are you getting a cord this year? Do you know?
No. I just got back in, so...
So you've, like, taken a break, but you've come back. Do you feel like you've had your game of playing has gotten better? Has it changed?
Well, yeah, with age, I think my perspective is a little different. So I appreciate relationships more than, like, physical ability, that kind of thing.
Do you have any goals coming up this year that you want to work on for next year's Bachizado?
Off this one, you know, just train more consistently, you know? That's pretty much all I can say.
Chicote. Everybody call me Chicote. I'm capoeira mestre in Cordão de Ouro. So, about capoeira Cordão de Ouro here in LA. In LA or in... So, my feeling is capoeira is still growing, but growing slowly here. My hope for the future is capoeira gonna be a big tree with nice fruits. You know, this is how I see capoeira. And about Cordão de Ouro here in our own, we're getting there. We try to get there. We will get there.
We hope you enjoyed that. And congratulations to all those guys out there in CDO that got courted that weekend. And now to our main segment. This episode, I interviewed my friend Rez, also known as Monitor Boji from San Fernando Valley Capoeira Batuki under Contramestre Xingu. It's pretty much another story about a capoeirista's journey. And, you know, I feel that even though sometimes we've all heard of people's, like, transitional stories in capoeira, they're always different. And today we basically give you his story. So sit back, leave your volume at the same setting because this time we got to tape in a quiet place. And here it is, the Capoeira Podcast, episode 20, coming out of the Potomatic oven and into your hungry face.
My name is Boji, which means goat. I'm with Valley Capoeira Batuki. I've been here about 2-3 years now. I'd say actually 3. My old name used to be Aranya, which is spider, because my game when I first started was really on the ground, was like crawling around like a little spider. But then when I got older, they told me I'm the grumpy goat. And I also have this goatee, so, you know, it's been there for many years, and you know, they call me the goat.
Okay, so like, where did you start? Because I want to know, like, I actually don't know you
near
start.
My background?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So actually today, I mean not today, a couple of days ago I found out how long I've been doing capoeira. I thought it was longer, but I had forgotten when I started. Mm-hmm. It was, I think 2005, and that puts me at 10 years now. And I was looking at some old posts of Batizados, and that I had my green, so I was getting my green, yellow, and I'm like, okay, there must have been a year. So yeah, 2005 I started with Capoeira Los Angeles, and then you know, I was with them for a while, and then I left after a few years. I'd say maybe about 4 years, 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then went to CDO, Los Angeles. And then two, three years ago, I joined Jingu here in the Valley, Capoeira Batuki.
How are your like first formative years at your first school like?
It was good. It was, you know, I was in Hawaii. First time I was introduced to Capoeira, I was in Hawaii. I was walking down. I was... I heard the music, and I'm like, what is this? You know, I went and I saw the Hada, and I'm like, my God, this is amazing. And they were like, you know, these chiseled bodies going all around, just, you know, playing, you know, obviously Capoeira, and this dialogue, and just acrobatic moves. And then after that, I came back home, and I was walking down Ventura, like 2 months later, and I saw the same thing. I'm like, whoa, this is what I saw in Hawaii. I'm hooked. I'm going to go in and see what it is. And then I went inside and I said, what is this? And he said, it's called Capoeira. And, okay, I said, sign me up. And then the next day I started, and I never looked back. That was literally like, you know.
Probably how most people's stories are,
I see. Yeah, I didn't research it. I didn't go online. Back then,
online was really...
Yeah,
sparse.
Back then online was not
Prodigy
the island.
Prodigy didn't have like a page.
Exactly.
AOL didn't have anything.
The 28K
no
modem.
Words.
So I really didn't do much research. I had been doing, taekwondo, and I was obviously involved in sports a lot. Mm-hmm. But when I saw this, I'm like, wow, this is for me. Instantly, you know, the next day I started, and I never looked back. It's been 10 years now.
You say you're in like your... early 20s? That's when I started, like, my early 20s.
Early 20s? I was 34 then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't look like...
Yeah, I'm 44 now.
You don't even look like 44.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I feel 44. Oh, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Those were the years. And then, you know, through, obviously, learning Capoeira, and then you get involved, you get sucked in, and then, you know, you get... You start studying the history, you start studying everything about it. And then, you know, there came a time where I'm like, all right, I need to move on. And that's when I moved on. And I had a lot of friends in the different groups, and Cozy was, you know, in CDO, and actually Prea was leading the team then, and I joined them, and I was there for a while, and then Shara came, and Shara passed away, and after that, the timing of the classes didn't work, you know, mm-hmm. We kind of kept it together. It was much later at night, and my kids started going here, so, you know, it was a matter of more like, you know, what was working with myself. I didn't want to give up, you know, Capoeira.
Right.
And I talked to Cozy, I said, listen, this I can't come down there this late. And he's like, dude, I don't care. As long as you do Capoeira, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, of course, I'd always known Jingu and Tatu and you guys and Luis. And, you know, I'm like, all right, it's time. So.
And, like, as an adult, like, are you learning new things in terms of, like, ability? Or are you kind of just, like, honing or, like, refining what you've been doing this whole time?
Yeah, I mean, you're always learning.
Yeah.
You're always learning and honing the ones that you do. I still, after 10 years, you know, I look at myself. I've definitely improved. Like, I hated my old games.
Really?
You know, hate. And I think that's exactly what a capoeirista should do, is hate their game,
mm-hmm.
even throughout the years, because that's what makes you, you know, get better. You know, I was like, oh, you know what, why did I do this? Why didn't I do that? As a matter of fact, I was just watching that game of my 2006 Batizado, and I'm like, why was I moving like a 90-year-old? I'm old. I'm 10 years older now, but I'm moving much faster. But
I don't want to.
Take
it up.
Yeah, and that, so, you know, you understand, obviously, you know, you have to know the movements. And but, yeah, I'm always learning, always.
So you wanted to kind of talk about, in terms of capoeira as growing in, did you want to talk about the physical aspects, or did you want to talk about the mental aspects?
Yeah, so let's talk about the physical aspects. Some, especially, you know, obviously older, your body becomes, you know, you're injury prone, you know, you have some injuries that you carried from when you were young. Yeah, you know, I see my kids do capoeira, and I just see them do moves that I still can't do, like, the way they do it, you know? So, you
kids
know.
Kids are different, though. They
I know. Like, this kid, like, asked me the other day, it's like, do I do the beginner? There was a mixed adult mm-hmm. class. I sometimes let the kid, if you know, I can see that they can handle it, I let the kid do the adult class, but in the back, you know.
Right.
And she's like, well, do I do the beginner movement like my mom? And I'm like, no, you're automatically in the intermediate just because you're a kid, you know. So I mean, they're amazing. They they pick up the moves so fast. They can do a lot of stuff really, really well. I've struggled with my back, okay, mm-hmm. amongst other things, but other things come and go, but with my back, it's been a struggle ever since, like, about 15, 20 years ago. I threw out my back one time playing football.
Oh, really?
And it was actually not playing, the football part was fine. I went at the end to pick up the football, and I locked up, and then 4 days I was in bed. You know, I couldn't move. I almost, to some points, got teared up. I was so much in pain. It was really bad. And took MRIs. At that point, it was just like the disc had protruded out, like 3 millimeter, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And but they said that that's not bad. It's actually medium, and a lot of people have that. So throughout the years, every year, every 2 years, I kept on throwing out my back. Yeah, so every, you know, it happens, and it happens with the stupidest movements. It's like going to reach for a sock, or like this last time, like 7 weeks ago, I was sneezing. I was sitting on my desk, and I sneezed.
You're not the only one. I think that has happened to my old boss.
Yeah, I sneezed, and I literally, like, I felt something there, and then I was stupid, because that night I went and I trained capoeira, and then as soon as I did a kick, I was like, oh my god, and that was, yeah, it was bad. This time around, it was really bad. So again, I went to the doctor. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take care of this once and for all. I got another MRI. Now it's at 9 millimeter out, so they're like, whoa, this is pretty bad now. Mm-hmm. So all these years, I guess, I've been pushing the disc out more and more, you know, every time that I have these episodes. But when I talk to them, and, you know, I think I'm going to get the surgery. There's a surgery for it that's like it's called microdiscectomy or something like that, disctectomy. What they do is they clean out the disc that has come out.
All the scar tissue and stuff.
All the scar tissue, all the disc that's pushing to your nerve. They're going to clean that out so that, you know, it relieves a lot of pressure. And it's 98% success.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What's the out time?
They say 6 weeks because the muscles need to heal and the ligaments and all that. But it's a hell of a lot. But they say after a few hours, you're supposed to get up and walk and all that.
Right.
So it's not as invasive as like a fusion or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, which my mom had and my sister had. They both.
So there's something like this runs in the
family. Yeah, this one runs in the family. My dad, you know, knock on wood, he has no back issues, but mom and my sister both had it. So back to that. After the medical history, I've been struggling with that, but at the same time, you know, I keep coming back. You know, mm-hmm. I try ways to go around it, and, you know, there's a lot of times where, you know, it gets to you. You know, your friends, everybody's like, you know, training hard. And you know how with capoeira, it's like you get into the zone and you start training, and then you have a good stretch of like 2-3 months of training.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden this happens, and then you're like, oh, not again, you
like
know?
All my progress, yeah. And I have to start.
All my progress, I got to go back.
You don't really start from the bottom.
Yeah.
You have to keep telling yourself that.
You know, get your cardio back on, mm-hmm. Get your, you know, your flexibility back. And again, it's just starting over. But, hey, I've been doing it for 10 years, so I must, you know, love the art so much that I keep coming back.
Was there a difference ability-wise back when you started as to now? Like, do you feel like you were moving more back then, or do you think you're just moving smarter
it's
now?
It's very interesting. So I could do, like, I had less fear then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could do black backflip. I had started, like, learning backflips, but I wasn't really doing them in the Hada. But as part of the gymnastics training, we were doing them, mm-hmm. and I was doing them, and I was good getting there. As you know, the years when my back issues, I was more reluctant to do those because you're like, oh, what if I throw it out again? Yeah. Then I won't be able to train. But now I can do some other moves better because of, you know, you get better on your little muscles start, you know, getting used to the movements, mm-hmm. and you can execute them better, and you can, you know, some of the definitely some of the handstands, you know, I can hold them longer. So
yeah.
So it's like a, you know, give and take. Some of the acrobatic stuff I can't do, but all the other movements, you know, have improved. Yeah. So when I started with my old school, obviously you go through the basics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're green and you don't know what it is. You don't know if this is the right way of doing it or not. But
mm-hmm.
you know, you trust the teacher to, you know, teach you and guide you. So as you grow, which is the very interesting part with capoeira, is that, you know, you start, you know, either you can stay in your, in you know, focus on that school and the way they do things, or you become curious and just like, you know, not everybody's curious, but the curious ones go out, hey, you know, how do the other schools do it? You know, what did they do? How did they do the music, you know? You start.
Is that how you like decided to just check out other
schools? Yeah, well, no, yeah. I left our school because, you know, of some of the politics and some of the way that it was is being run. You know, it didn't align with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was through my growth. That was through at first, you know, you're not so much and I don't want to say politics, you know, it's more like I decided to leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's whatever I had felt that I needed to do at that point to move on. So let me give you an example. There were events where, you know, students were encouraged to go and you know, mingle with the other schools and, you know, learn from them. And our school had dictated that, no, you know, we need to stay, you know, in our school within our boundaries, and that we can't go out, and that our style was better. And, you know, at that point, I'm like, wait, no style is ever better.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. And, you know, as a capoeirista, you want to, you know, do the different styles anyway, learn from the different styles. Maybe they have more of a fighting style. Maybe they have more of an Angola style.
Maybe you can pick up like one or two moves and use it in your game because it might help you transition better.
So that came like actually. That I think every capoeira student, I mean, I'm not saying that you necessarily need to change school, but at some point you need to evaluate whether, you know, are you really getting enough from that school? Are you really,
mm-hmm.
is it aligned with your beliefs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If the teachers, and, you know, I can respect some teachers want to just keep their system to their system, and that's fine. But like lately I've seen even those teachers, you know, I'm talking masters, open up their schools, open up their students to go to the other schools, you know. The capoeira exchange, you know, Muito put together with Sarakuru,
uh-huh.
I mean, that just opened up, you know, the capoeira family extensively in the Los Angeles area. And I know it has gone to, you know, different areas as well, like
mm-hmm.
New York and other cities. But at some point, you have to, as a student, look and see, is this what I want to do? Is this the direction I want to go? Is there something not better, but is it something more aligned with my beliefs out there? And that's the point that I came to. And you only come to that after a few years.
Yeah, it's something that just develops.
Yeah, so it's a progressive. It's
yourself.
Just yeah, it's the way nature is going to take you. And the only thing is that I cannot handle students that are just looking at one school, you know, and they're like, oh, this is my school, and you know, I'm sticking to it, and
right.
you know, this is, you know, it's like, okay, what if you're being led, you know,
elsewhere,
and maybe in your heart you want something, but you're not doing it because your school dictates that, you know, don't go out or do mm-hmm. this move certain way. So,
you know, what's funny is I never even thought of that when I was doing, like, when I would go to, like, 3-4 different schools a week when I first, like, when I was getting, like, when I was, like, intermediate. I was really looking for a workout. Like,
right.
class wasn't on Wednesday or class wasn't on Saturday.
Right.
But this class has class on Saturday, so I'm going to go there, and my friends are there, and I'm going to hang out with my friends, and we're probably going to go out and eat later on. You know, it's like, so we might as well go to class. You know, I mean, it's funny because I think, I don't know if, I feel like maybe some teachers or something were thinking like
mm-hmm.
she's looking for something else.
Right,
I was
right.
looking for a workout.
Right.
You know, like,
I mean, yeah.
I was looking to be better, but I wasn't like, I want to find out what's out there.
Right, right.
I think it's hilarious because I just came to that realization. I don't think a lot of people were thinking like that. All I wanted was just a simple like
workout
and maybe to meet some people and just to.
Yeah,
to kick or something
it's,
like
it's,
that,
it's,
you know.
It's really funny because, you know, I start, you know, obviously you start with, you know, as a beginner, you know, you're focused,
mm-hmm.
you know, you want to learn the shinga, you want to learn the kicks, you want to
yeah.
learn the escapes, right? So you're not really thinking, you know, going to different schools, learning the different art, the different styles that they have. But then once you start, you know, meeting people and they come to your hodas, you
mm-hmm.
go to their hodas, you know, you're like, let me see how they do it. You know, let me go see, you know, it's obviously capoeira is about, you know, friendship and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it, you know, you never see that in a taekwondo, and I'm not putting taekwondo down, I'm just,
right.
you know, or karate, you
but
know.
But you
down.
Never see anyone from one taekwondo studio going
yeah,
to another
no,
and being
taekwondo.
Like, I just want to take a class.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, hey, dude, I'm here to take a class, you know. And they're like, they're going to be looking at you like, huh?
Yeah,
you know? Like,
or like, this person's like...
Yeah, or it's almost like a challenge, you know,
mm-hmm.
like you're challenging them. But when you go to another capoeira school, it's like, they welcome you. They're like, oh my God, here's
yeah,
our guest.
You
know, how
yeah.
are you? I mean, you feel like, you know, you feel like you belong there. And again, as I said, it's a progression. From beginners, you know, beginners, I do encourage them to stick to one place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily, but just to, you know, get their feet wet and you know, get a base going. And then
yeah.
after that, definitely, after, like, some years, you know, go out there, see what's different. You know, maybe, you know, there's a different style that you like. Like, I really did not like Angola, you know?
Yeah, to me, like, Angola is like wine or beer or, like, it's like alcohol.
Right, right.
Like, at first, you're kind of, like, tasting it. And you're like, this is, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Angola is like...
Why do people like this
exactly.
stuff?
Exactly. I mean, you got the contemporary, you know, kicks and the nice moves and you know...
Yeah.
And then you're like, Angola, why is this so broken? Why is this
yeah.
so slow?
I don't know what that
but
other person's
then,
doing.
Yeah, and but then it sinks in after these
mm-hmm.
years. Like, oh, my God, Angola is, like, incredible, you know? It's like,
yeah.
if you play it right... It's the game. It's capoeira.
I've finally come to the realization that I do love Angola a
yeah.
lot, and that now like fast games are almost too fast for me.
Yeah, it's.
I don't know.
You can think. I hate it, like going down and like you know doing Abu Jahayas. Thank you, Abu Jahayas, and you know I'm like oh you know why is this like. You know, why do you kick this way? Why do you have to go down so low? Why do you have to, you know,
yeah.
why is this, you know, but it's such a trickery.
Everything has
yeah.
intention.
It's such a tricky game if
yeah.
you play it right. You know,
mm-hmm.
you see some of these masters in Angola play it and you're like, whoa, this is amazing. And then some of the games are, you know, fast too, you know,
mm-hmm.
upper games and
yeah.
they're, you know, they're played, you know, off the ground and they're fast and it's just about getting the other person without hurting him, of course, but
mm-hmm.
that's you know you find I think beginners start by saying questioning Angolo, and then at the end they fall in love with it.
No, I agree. As an older person who, I mean, who also has had injury and has a couple of like other stuff that just has constantly just been ailing me for a while, I've come to like Angola because it's a way to still play.
Exactly.
And yeah. I can't do anything.
And not kill
crazy.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not put myself out of commission for
a few
days. Also, my school tends to go towards Angola.
Of course.
Think that's kind of like the basis, and then we kind of go into faster.
Yeah.
That's how I found it from transitioning to this school from Xingu. So, yeah, I've come to definitely like that, which I never thought I'd actually say that before. I used to not be a fan.
Right.
Yeah. Did you do Angola in your other schools?
Yeah, we did, but not as much as we do it here. Mm-hmm. Definitely, they're more of a, you know, E-Journal. I mean, CDO is E-Journal and contemporary, yeah. But, you know, it's funny because all the masters that you see, you know, from CDO, from any school, they all play so well, you know, the Angola style. So at some point, mm-hmm. you know, they've incorporated into their school or actually, you know, learned it somewhere else. Or,
right.
You know, it's I'm very happy that there's a good balance here between the two.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, you know, again, as you said, not only do I, you know, really, really respect it as that style of game that it is,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a slower game. So if, you know, days that my body just can't handle it, you know, I come to the Angola. But then again, then, you know, you take a class and you're hurting at the end of the day, you know, it's not, nothing's ever too easy.
No, it's not. With your old schools and then transitioning into Batuki, do you think it's weird, like, when you see your old classmates?
A little bit, but not so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I think the you know, when you leave a school, if you leave on bad terms or whatever, you know, there's always that little friction or little distance between. But I think capoeira, at the end, everybody kind of forgives everybody else or,
mm-hmm.
you know, deals with it or says, okay, you know what, I respect what you do, you know, you respect what I do, and we, you know, we go our own way. We see each other, you know, at some function,
yeah.
you know, we shake hands, and, you know, if we have to play a game, we'll play a game. It's about respect, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's sometimes a lot of stuff that goes on, you know, there's a lot of politics, there's, you know, but what's funny is I see people that, you know, let's say we're bickering or we're going at each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, like 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, you know, they're friends, then they're talking, you know, I see it on Facebook
yeah.
or whatever, you know, like, hey, I thought you guys were like mortal enemies, but,
yeah.
you know, but no, they, you know, they invite each other to, you know, each other's batizado, and I think that's good. I mean, you know, eventually you have to forgive and move on,
mm-hmm.
But I, you know, leaving, like, I had not a hard time leaving CDO, but I was a little guilty, you know, because, you know, I was with them, and Cozy's been, you know, a really good friend, and it's hard to go and say, hey, listen, you know what, it doesn't work out
mm-hmm.
with my schedule, because, you know, I do have 2 kids, you know, and a family,
yeah.
so I can't do the 9:30 class, mm-hmm. I have to get home earlier, you know.
Wow, 9:30, that is so late.
Yeah, that is, yeah, sometimes it's 9:30, I don't know, don't quote me on that, it might be 9 now, but it was still pretty late,
yeah,
and it was far, you know, and
yeah.
it's like, and their classes also run, like, a little bit longer,
mm-hmm.
so by the time I would get home, I'd be, like, dead, but, yeah, no, I still, you know, I still see people around, and, you know, we talk, and, you know, look forward to seeing the progression.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to know more about, like, in terms of, like, what your vocabulary is to what your vocabulary is now. So that's, people always say, like, I think it's funny because, like, when people are like, oh, it's capoeira, and someone says, like, it's a dialogue, and then when they say it to someone that is new, like, I don't know, I feel like there should be, we've talked about this in class,
mm.
actually a couple days ago, we all, like, sat in a circle and stuff, and people are like, what does capoeira mean to you? And, like, what's the essence of capoeira?
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of was just like, like, what's the essence? Because
right.
that's a broad question. But I had said, like, when you start, it's one answer. And then by the time you end or you know, or it's you get older. It's a complete fucking different answer.
I have masters ask me that question. I've had, you know, new beginners ask me that question. Mm-hmm. It's and every time I answer it differently because it really is.
It depends on what you're feeling. It's like what you're doing at that moment.
Capoeira, oh my God. Really?
I'm just saying that was just something that it just made me think, like, not of why someone would ask that, but
right.
I think it's funny when people always say it's dialogue, like, and I wonder what younger students may think about that, like, when mean dialogue, or, like, what it means to them. I don't think that they get it.
You mean as far as the playing the game, the actual dialogue? Yeah. I mean, it's Capoeira is such a massive beast. As far as where you want to take it, you know, with the culture, with the music, with the actual movements and the play,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, I think everybody takes something differently away from Capoeira. To me, it's like, you know, having my kids do it. It's mm-hmm. like a very strong means of bonding with them. You know, when we go home and they. You know, they start singing a song, you know, which I haven't heard because Jingu is teaching them and I haven't been to class because my back is out. But I'm like, wow, you know, like this kid might actually teach me something, you know, mm-hmm. and that really, like, it's such a great feeling, you know, bonding with your kid that, you know, they're interested, you're interested. Again, that's one aspect of it. The actual art is expression. It's, you know, I know it's, you've heard this a million times, but
nobody ever gets tired of hearing
it. It really is. It's my drug, is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's my crack. No one's just okay. Great. It's my crack. I mean, you know, with me, with even with my bad back, and I was like, you know, my mom's always telling me, my sister's always telling me, you know, like, why do you do that? Why, you know, why are you going to class? Why are you doing crazy stuff? I'm not doing the crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But the stuff that I do, I try to do well. But even with that, it's very taxing on your body. You know that. I mean,
I know that.
Yeah. If you show up four times a week, it's like your body by the end of the week, you're wrecked. It's my drug. It's my crack. It's what I, you know, it keeps me leveled. You know, mm-hmm. keeps me fit. Keeps me. You know, it grows my personality. It helps me deal with people better. It makes me angry. It makes me sad. It makes me happy. It's a lot of things. I think, you know, when you first are a beginner and you see it, you're like, wow, look at these movements. Mm-hmm. Look at this music. And of course, as a beginner, you're like apprehensive. Oh, no, I'm never gonna sing. I'm never gonna, you know, get up there, clap, sing. What is that? You know. And then, you know, but that's part of what it actually. I think Capoeira actually makes you a different person throughout your life if you stick with it.
I agree with that.
I mean, it totally. They say people don't change, but they do. I've seen people mm-hmm. like from 10 years ago change because of Capoeira. You know. In a good way.
How do you think you've changed?
I have changed with, you know, I was always outgoing. I was always, you know, joking around. I've changed with having something that I always said, you know, I want to stick to one thing in my life and keep on doing it, you mm-hmm. know, and be consistent with it, no matter what it is, you know. Like, a lot of sports came and went. You know, Taekwondo came and went, but I'm like, you know, it taught me, it has changed me as far as being consistent. Even when I don't want to go to class, you know, I don't want to get up, you know, I come home, I'm so tired, but, you know, I go to class, and at the end of the class, I'm like, I'm so happy I came, you know?
Yeah, there's something very, I feel like, linear about lots of hobbies, or about maybe certain people's passions, and that's why I think I like about people's passions, because they constantly find something about it, like rock climbing. Like, it can be big holds, it can be small holds. There's tiny crevices, right. Big crevices. But you know, when you're climbing a rock, I don't even know how to explain that. Hope I don't offend any rock climbers out. But right. Taekwondo, it's like they take different things and they make it their own. I think capoeira, that's what I like about it. There's so many ends and oh, ins wow. and outs yeah. and stuff like that. You can go music, you can go singing, you can go language, you can go just dance, you can go fighting,
yep.
You can go fancy. And
dance, dance.
Do the intricacies.
Do you do that
I
dance capoeira thingy? It's, I think it's a
that.
Dance, right? Yeah, it's a dance. Come on down. I'll show you. Let's dance. You know, I used to get. I know you don't mean it that way. I know. But I'm just.
I'm not a fan of the. I don't want. Well,
you know what I'm talking
like
about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we know it has, you know, roots in dance and, you know, movement and everything. You know, the dance part concealed the martial arts part.
Yeah.
But when you come to the class, you know, there's no dancing. I mean, unless you do samba. You know, I don't see Jingu dancing around here. You know.
Seen him dance.
Oh, you've seen him dance? All right.
Pretty good.
Well, maybe I should see him dance. I used to always, you know, like say, well, it's not a dance. You really should come and say, but, you know, it really is. I mean, I think it's everything. Capoeira mm-hmm. is everything. It's not just one discipline. It's so many disciplines. It's a life lesson. It's martial arts. It's, you know, you can take it to extreme physical, you know, challenges mm-hmm. with it. I mean, look at, you know, all the teachers around us, you know, the moves that they do. They do it 6, 7, 8 hours a day, you know?
Yeah.
And you can even see their progression, which mm-hmm. is amazing. And then, you know, some of the older ones now that they can't do those type of moves, they concentrate more on the music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they become really great music schools. But again, it's a life. It's life. I mean, capoeira is life. There's not one thing that I can say that it doesn't touch, you know, it touches you in so many different areas. Relationships.
I was scared of you.
Really?
Uh-huh. Oh, because okay. You were like such a higher belt.
I was not.
You were.
I was like a yellow when I... Okay, so here's the deal. Let's put a little background to this for people that are listening. So I, Jamie, you know, I would see her around and... You know, she's a tough cookie, you know. She'll play you hard and she'll have an opinion, you know, let's be honest. And I'm not saying that you're judgmental or anything, but I'm saying, like, you know, you take it serious.
I think that's like Shingu. It's like the structure.
Right, right. I'm singing in a great way. and that's why one day I said, one day I'm going to be friends with her. And she's going to see that, you know, I know that... Some things happened, which we're not going to discuss, okay?
Which didn't involve you.
It did not involve
yeah.
me, but it did involve my school.
Yes.
And I was actually one of the reasons why I left. But I fear that you clumped me together with a certain people.
Yeah.
Right? And that was natural. I mean, it's okay. You know, we're all little posses. So, you know, we had come to your house and you had...
Oh, wow, we're going all the way.
Yeah, all the way. But no, without getting into too much, I just thought that, you know,
I think that's interesting that we'll go to this, which is, I'm not offended or anything like that. No, I was scared of you because you were a higher court. And I remember watching old footage of you. You probably don't know this, where I watch old footage of
wow,
your
me?
School, and I would be like, wow. Like,
are
I was an awe. I swear.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I was like, holy crap, this guy is insane. Like, so I really, and, you know, I came from a martial arts background, too,
right,
where...
Right.
And it's funny because a lot of people, I don't think they may have known this or not. Like, I came from a kung fu background,
mm-hmm.
and I trained with my brother, who's
I didn't know that.
Actually a stocky guy. Like, he's pretty tall for an Asian. Like,
yeah.
He's pretty tall.
Nice.
Like, he got the tall genes, which must
nice.
Have been, like, recessive somehow, and they came out, or it was the milkman or something.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents decided to lop me into the adult class, because
mm-hmm.
my brother was tall.
Mm.
So imagine me... Like, I'm not even 5 feet now. So
right.
imagine me at, like, 10, 11, going into an adult kung fu class where there was full contact sparring. So I was always into that. And then I go into Shingu's studio, which is pretty... A lot of people... Yeah, which airs on the aggressive side.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first got into capoeira, I really thought it was all about the hits. You know, like, that's
right.
points and stuff like that. And I think that's like a normal thing, especially guys
right,
coming
right.
in from other martial arts. It was just a girl version of that. And so I remember watching old like footage of
right.
you, and you'd kind of go for the aggressive
I know,
game.
Yeah, I know, and that's bad. Because, I mean, it's not bad. I think that, I don't mean it to be aggressive. I'm just playful.
Yeah.
I've had so many people tell me that, like, dude, you need to calm down. But it's like, they tell me that it's like, you're not a bad fighter.
It's
like,
feisty.
It's feisty.
And I'm like, right? That too.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's probably why I get rocked so much. Like, as, you know.
Oh, by the way, you did give me that black eye the other time. Last time she was here, she gave me a black eye. No, actually it didn't turn into a black eye, but
thank
it was hurting.
Thank God.
But it was turning. It was hurting for a while. But here's the deal. Going back to you and I, I really thought, like, I felt really bad for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and obviously that's one of the reasons why I left. But I always wanted, because I'd seen you and I knew that, you know, you're very active and, you know, you're spunky and, you know, a lot, you know, very live player. I would say, like, you know, she's probably a very cool person. You know, she's outspoken, but, you know, I hope that one day I can, like, you know, talk to her and make sure that you know, things are cool.
Oh yeah. And you definitely won my respect. I mean, in terms of just, of seeing, like, who's gone and who is still here.
Right.
And that's, I think that's what really, it shows, like, who's a good player, who's willing to, like, I've been humbled so many times and I've learned so much, and Facebook has this horrible time capsule feature that comes up now.
Right.
Terrible shit that I've put up. Some terrible shit that I've laid down, like, against other people and stuff, and in Capoeira, and it's, I don't know. I can't take anything back because now fucking Facebook now reminds me what I said like 7 years ago. But no, I was actually always in awe, like, when I've seen all those old footage, like when I was young, when I like had my first court.
Really?
And wow. I would just go there, you know, at your old school, and like, I remember I would just take in a Sunday class, or I'd do like music practice at Jimmy's, and then and then I would like, who's now on the no-fly list, and then, like, you know, I'd come to your class to take some classes, and, like, mm-hmm. I'd hang out with Adrian and stuff like that.
Right.
No, I was really in awe of that school, because there was so much, there was a lot of vocabulary that was, you know, and, like, really cool moves and stuff, and I think that's, like, one of the things that definitely always pull people in, is, like, the movement.
Yeah, it's the movement. It's, it's, you know, every school has their, they're positive,
mm-hmm.
And they are, they're obviously the very, very stylistic type of capoeira.
Yeah, the intricacies.
Yeah, and I'm actually really happy that I was involved in that. And that's why I say, like, you know, having been into different styles, it really has, it's made me a better player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as I think. But it's trying to be able to do, obviously you're gonna create your own style as you go, right? Everybody's going to create their own style of play, and you take a little bit of this and that mm-hmm. from the different styles. And I'm really happy that I was exposed to that, and then I'm really happy that I'm here now. You know, this is more of a, you know, I'm not going to say aggressive, but it's more of a fighting.
Maybe functional.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Functional capoeira, you mm-hmm. know, where it's not all just about the pretty moves and all mm-hmm. that. It's actually like you have to watch out where you're at, you know, in your position against, you know, the person that you're playing. Whereas I think some of the other styles, you're, you know, it's more about you do your thing over there, I do my thing over here, right?
Schools are like that.
Yeah, some schools are that. Like that. But as long as you can come back together and have a dialogue, and then maybe you want to break away again and do your own moves mm-hmm. and come back in. So, yeah, it's been great, and you know, it's been a learning experience.
I think it's hard with beefs and stuff, like, because you might get lopped in, and then like it's really hard when you are like a part of it, and then you're like lopped into that beef, and then some people are like, no man, like that wasn't me.
Yeah.
But it's hard because you were like a higher up of that studio too.
I was. Yeah. And I mean, I have no idea where you're seeing these footages, because I look at my old footage and I cry and I'm like, oh my God. No, but I appreciate it. I still think I have another 20 years to learn in this art. I just wanted to make sure that, because I really do respect, especially the people that stick around, mm-hmm. okay? I mean, I respect the people that come and go as well, but, you know, I have utmost respect for the people that stick with capoeira, because it really can get tough at sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn the music, once you get to the higher chords, you know, they're not going to let you get away with not learning the music.
Yeah, and it's also not about, like, coming to every event. Like, I used to be like that. Like, every event, everywhere. Like, now there's just way too many events. I can't even... I mean, I announce about, like, 5 to 6 events, like, per episode. But, you know, I would try to keep coming to the events, like, because it was fun. And then now, to me, it's really, like, if I have the time, but if I'm there, it's fine. Like, I don't really, like, I don't gauge the way, like, how much I'm there by how many events I go to or whatever. Because, like, a lot of people just will be there, like, all the time. Oh, yeah. It just doesn't mean that they're there all the time. Like, they could just be in class or, like, learning on their own and stuff like that. And it's just maturity. And, no, we learn a lot.
Like, we do. I mean, even going back to the
inside, outside.
Yeah, you said about Facebook and that, you know, it's like a time capsule. But that's, I think, you know, that's part, I mean, we're all growing our personality in some ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think... maybe capoeira has helped you in some ways, you know, for you to grow, you know, like it has helped me in other ways, you know. So I think that's actually going back to your question about, you know, what is capoeira? It's growth. It's really, it's like helping you through your life. It's weird to say that, but that's what it is, you know.
No, definitely. I mean, it's funny, like you can be talking to someone or someone's hostile towards you and then, you know, you can kind of, like, negativa.
Yeah,
like,
negativa out of it, right? Yeah, no, it is. Sometimes it's hard, but, yeah, it's, I've been so happy to be part of this. I've been so blessed with, you know, meeting a lot of people from all different types, and, you know, you know my friends. And old friends, new friends, you know, Luis. Hi, Luis. You know, I've met him, and, you know, we're very aligned, and, you know,
yeah,
I met him through capoeira, and you know, we think kind of the same way, and, you know, these relationships develop, you know, relationships with maestres, relationship with, you know, instructors, new beginners, you know, like just the other night I was teaching here, and, you know, two new faces showed up, and I love that because it's like, you know, oh, fresh meat, you know. But it's my responsibility to, you know, that's their first class, right? Mm-hmm. So to introduce them to this amazing art, and I think it's a big it's a big responsibility, and you want to make sure you do it right. And,
yeah,
you know, you can't cover everything in one class, but
I know, you know, we try to.
But yeah, that's capoeira.
So that was our show. Tune in next time. And once again, follow our Twitter, Instagram, and like our Facebook page, The Capoeira Podcast. We'll see you next time.